Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Let's talk about connected TV.
Absolutely, Ron. As the world of advertising continues to evolve, connected TV has emerged as a powerful platform for reaching audiences. With its ability to deliver targeted, immersive content to viewers on their connected devices, connected TV advertising has gained significant momentum. Why does this matter to the Beef Checkoff? Connected TV advertising offers us an affordable and targeted way to reach consumers with beef TV commercials. In 2023, the OBC funded such advertising in Oklahoma and provided additional support in key population centers across the U.S. during the summer grilling period. The primary message of the advertising focused on new National Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign with the theme, Together We Bring More. As a result of this funding effort and partnership, consumers saw our beef video ads more than 9 million times at a cost of 3 cents per view. That's pretty amazing.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about your Beef Checkoff, go to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
NCBA's Cattle Con is going on right now in Orlando, Florida. Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to sit down with NCBA Senior Director of Sustainability, Samantha Wirth. Looking at NCBA's sustainability goals launched back in November of 21, Wirth said there's been a lot of focus on defining what sustainability means for U.S. beef.
Oh man, well, we've been doing a lot of work here at NCBA. We launched sustainability goals about 2 years ago. No, well, three, I guess now. November of 2021, we launched our sustainability goals. So we really focus on helping to define for the industry what is sustainability, what does it mean for U.S. beef? And for us, that comes down to the animals, the people, and the planet, right? So we are really focused in on what can we do as a cattle ranching, producing community to advance sustainability initiatives, continuously improve as we have been for decades, and be able to leverage that work that we're doing to share across the broader industry to let them know, hey, we're here and we're doing all these wonderful things, and sustainability is U.S. beef.
Regarding the goal to be carbon neutral by 2040, Wirth said things are on track.
We call it carbon myopia, right? The focus is really on how do we reduce methane emissions from cattle, or how do we enhance carbon sequestration? And there are a lot of things that we actually can do and are doing in terms of how we just manage our animals already. So we kind of try to focus those conversations on here's what's viable for a producer, and here's maybe why some of the things you might ask aren't viable, but here's a compromise, or here's a workaround that will work and will work for you, and it will help support producers. So we really focus on how do we support producers.
To hear the complete conversation between Wirth and Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, here's something to add to your calendar. You can gear up for the 2024 Oklahoma Local Agriculture Summit. It's coming up on February the 28th through March the 1st at the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Center in Edmond, Oklahoma. This multi-day conference is going to feature hands-on workshops, panel discussions, all sorts of conference sessions that'll be really good for all of the folks in the agritourism sector. Our own Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with the event coordinator, Diana Prieto, about this year's schedule and more.
I'm actually really excited about this year's schedule because so it's a three-day event, and we have a workshop day on the 28th. The 29th is the main session day, and then the last day, March 1st, is our bus tours, and we have two of them, an agritourism tour and an innovative farming bus tour. But the marketing workshop has expanded. So we have a couple of workshops going on all day. And right now we have a total of about 350 people registered. So it's almost like a mini conference on the side of the main one.
To find out more about this special event, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.